This is STPB News. Good evening, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard requests all flags in the state fly at half staff on Monday from 8 a.m. until sunset to honor State Representative Craig Teason. Teason died in a kayaking accident last Wednesday in the Cook Islands. His brother-in-law, Brent Moline, also died in the accident. Both were in the country to attend a wedding. Teason was serving his first term in the State House of Representatives. He also served in the State Senate for 7 years. Teason chaired the Senate Judiciary Committee and was a majority whip during his time in South Dakota's upper chamber. Before entering politics, he worked in law enforcement for 32 years and served as Rapid City's police chief from 2000 to 2007. Teason's funeral takes place at 1 p.m. Monday in the Fine Arts Theater of the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center. A private funeral for Brent Moline will happen later. Moline's family will host a public visitation on Sunday in Rapid City. Lutheran Social Services is providing a free home buying class next month. The class is set for December 9th from 10 to 4:30 at the Downtown Library in Sioux Falls. Breck Miller is the Community Relations Coordinator for the LSS Center for Financial Resources. He says participants receive a certificate of completion after finishing the class. He says that will help to get loan products and closing cost credits.
Our home buyer education class is a total of 6 hours of education, really centered around the purchase process. We cover budgeting, and we cover loan types, loan process. We cover some predatory lending awareness things, and then we cover how to find a realtor to work with, how to shop for a house, getting through all of the different pieces, including inspections and appraisal and walkthrough and closing. And then we also talk a little bit about maintaining the home to protect that investment after purchase.
The Home Buyer Express Series is a monthly program offered by the LSS Center for Financial Resources. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the 20s.